بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وجمع سيغة سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 19th Shujud of the Holy Quran. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala mentioned a certain section about the life of various Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, make clear for us. And towards the end, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the life of Sulaiman alayhi salam. One part of a discussion, a certain portion in his life, I'm going to explain about that. Where this bird that was named a hudhud, it went away from Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam without permission. He looked for it on the return. When the bird came back, he told Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that I found a group of people who is worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what they are doing, this is how they are doing. And at the end of his whole explanation is when we make sajda and we say we only make sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason for that specific sajda that I made. قال at the end of the discussion, he said, سَنَنْظُرْ, we're going to see, أَفَدَقْتَ, have you spoken the truth, أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, or are you from amongst those who have told, are telling lies? Then he tells the bird, اِذْهَبْ بِكِتَابِ هَذَا. Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote a letter, and he told the bird, take this letter, فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ, go and give the letter to the king of the place, queen of the place. There was no king, it was ruled by a lady. فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ, give them this letter, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, and then after you presented the letter, then turn around and sit in a respectable way. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and look and see what do they respond with. قَالَتْ, the bird then comes into the chamber of the queen, and the bird carried the letter under its wing, according to the Mufassirin. Right? When we hear about pigeons that used to carry a message across, they had to tie the thing to its foot, and it would fly and come to the place, and they had to untie it. This bird took the thing, the letter under its wing, and it came and it presented it to the queen, and it turned around and it sat down respectfully. When she seen this whole incident happening, the Mufassirin write that when she seen the bird act in such a manner, she knew already that this was something which no ordinary person could achieve. How are you going to instruct a bird how to put the thing down, how to turn around, how to sit, how to wait, how to present itself? From that point, she already understood that this was the work of a Nabi of Allah. It wasn't somebody who was just taking a chance to do something. She opens the letter, she opens the seal of the letter, she opens the letter, she reads it, and then she says, قالت, she says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأْ, O my people, إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ, I have been given a letter in a very noble way. In a very noble way have I been given this letter. And in it is written, إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانِ, that verily it is from Sulaiman, وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, and verily it is in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most forgiving, most merciful. On this point, it is mentioned that the first person on the face of the earth to write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim was Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And until this verse wasn't revealed, even Nabi alayhi salam used to write Bismihi ta'ala. If you see on the letters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is written, in the earlier letters, it is written Bismihi ta'ala. And different wordings like that. But Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim was the first to say it was Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he told her, Allah ta'adu alayya. Do not show pride and arrogance to me, وأتوني مسلمين, come to us in a condition that you are Muslim. You are prepared to submit. What is a Muslim? That person who submits to the word of Allah. So the word Muslim is not, again, coming back to the same point that we started the month on, that the word Muslim is not from this Ummah. We claim it to be our own title. We are Muslims. But that is from all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam the same. قالت, she then says, يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري. Oh my people, tell me what must we do. ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. I don't do anything until I take مشورة, I take opinion from all of you. قالوا, they said to her, نحن أولو قوة. We are people of power, we have power with us. وأولو بأس شديد. And we are able to fight a very severe fight. والأمر إليك. But the matter is rested unto you. فانظري ماذا تأمرين. You decide whatever you want us to do. So if you want us to fight, we know the might of the power of the army of Sulaiman. But if you want us to go and fight against them, we'll go and fight against them. No problem. We are prepared to do whatever you tell us to do. قالت, she then said, إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية. When kings come into a town, أفسدوها, they mess it up completely. They destroy it. Like we see now when there is a, what do you call this thing, a protest. That is what they do. That is fasad. وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة. And whoever is noble in that town, they make them disgraced. The Mufassirin write this part of the verse is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. That is what they are actually going to do if they come into the town. Then she decides, وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ. I'm going to send some gifts for them. I'm going to send Sulaiman some gifts. She sent Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam a different types of gifts. One gift she sent him was a group of young boys and girls together, but they were all dressed alike. Like they were either all dressed like women or whatever the case might be. And she said, if he is a Nabi of Allah, he'll be able to differentiate who is who from them. And if he is an ordinary person, he will not be able to differentiate nothing. So when they came into the town, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam gave them water to perform wudu. Right? He gave them water to perform wudu or to wash their hands. It is mentioned that when they took the water, the girls who take the water and pour it out and then wash their hands as they are pouring it out. And the boys would go and dip their hands into the water. That was the first way how he differentiated between the two of them. The second way was when the boys washed their hands, they washed the inside of their hands first. When the girls washed their hands, they washed the outside first and then the inside. So by that he was able to say which one goes which side. And from the other things was, she sent him a lot of gold utensils, gold bricks, according to some riwaya. Mufassirin write that when the messengers came on with the gifts, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam instructed the jinn to make some make-believe palaces all over the show. Some of gold, some of silver, some of gold. So you like, you go to some of the magic shows where they have jinn involved. They make you think you're seeing stuff, but in the meantime you see nothing. So that is what he told the jinn, do that. So they came with a few gold things, and to them it was expensive and it was a lot. And they came in the town and they see half of the town is made of gold and silver. And then he said to them, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ. When they came to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, أَتُمِدُّونَنِي بِمَالٍ. Are you trying to bribe me with wealth? The king, the queen, she said that if it is a normal man, he will accept these gifts. If it is a Nabi of Allah, then he is not going to take it, he is going to refuse it, because to him it means absolutely nothing. He tells them, فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ. Whatever Allah has given me is much better than what He has given you. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ. You be happy with your gifts, take it back. تَرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Go back to them again. And tell them, فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ بِجُنُودٍ. I'm going to come to them with such an army. لَا قِبَلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا. They will not be able to stand in front of us. وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا أَذِلَّةً. I'm going to take them out of the town in a way that they are disgraced. وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ. They will be belittled, they will be made small. On that point, they then decide, the queen decides that I'm going. And she takes her whole army and she leaves from there coming to the place of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam to become Muslim. The story obviously continues, but many of the days that I have the next one is Allah.